While roughly 60% of soybeans exported from the United States last year went to China, market analyst John Bays explained that South China will be in the largest demand for soy. This comes as good news among recent on-again, off-again tariff concerns between the United States and China. I recently had the chance to sit down with John Bays to understand this issue further.
The area that seems to be seeing the fastest growth is down in South Asia, in particular two countries, Bangladesh and Pakistan, which are really seeing rapid growth in demand.
Bays is an international agriculture trade and policy expert who currently serves as a senior analyst for World Perspectives, Inc. and as president of John C. Bays & Associates. As he explained, the lesser developed countries in Southern Asia are seeing faster growth because of various reasons.
In South Asia and in Southeast Asia are seeing faster growth because they're seeing higher per capita incomes as their economies are growing. They have growing populations, and the people are wanting to be able to eat a better quality diet, and they're increasingly able to afford a better quality diet. So it's those countries that are going to be the real drivers of future demand, in my opinion, regardless of what happens with China. You know, India, for example, is probably within the next 5 to 7 years will have more population than China, and it's seeing about 6 or 7% annual economic growth. So we really foresee that while India today is a net exporter of soybean meal, that in the next few years it's going to become a sizable importer of soybeans.
India's predominant religion is Hinduism. While individuals who practice this faith do not consume beef products, they can consume poultry. And the more poultry India consumes, the more soybeans will be needed to feed livestock, Bays explained.
We really do believe that in the next few years, India will become a much bigger consumer, particularly of poultry meat. What's holding them back now, besides per capita income, is a lack of a cold chain, that is, a refrigeration system that can move where you can slaughter the chickens, cut them up in parts, and move them across the country and have them sold in retail stores with refrigeration. If you get that, that's really critical to consumption growth because people no longer will have to buy a whole chicken. They can afford to go in and buy a couple of drumsticks or a breast or whatever and eat more meat that way. So that's critical to the future for growth in that region. Walmart is operating now in India, as are some other chains. It just takes time because people are used today. Today, they go buy a chicken. They go down to the local wet market, and there's chickens alive. And they buy a chicken that's slaughtered there, and they have to take the whole chicken back home with them because they don't have refrigeration in their homes to a large degree. So that respect, a live chicken is sort of their refrigeration system. It keeps it alive until you need it. Whereas if you have refrigeration, then you can, of course, buy the parts. But that's going to happen pretty fast because particularly in the cities where people are getting higher per capita income, you're going to see more of that happening, and they're going to be not going to wet markets. They're going to go to a local supermarket and be able to buy the parts. It just takes time.
The USDA has projected citizens of Bangladesh will consume 58% more soy meal, the driver in soybean demand, in 2018 to 2019 than they did in 2014-2015. In Pakistan, it is projected to grow 59% within the same four-year time frame. India is projected to be up 31%.
Again, because they have built soybean crushing facilities in those countries and are now bringing in soybeans instead of just soy meal. So those are the markets where we're seeing the rapid growth. And I foresee that we're going to continue to see that in South Asia, but also continued fast growth in Southeast Asia.
For soybean producers concerned with the potential tariff issues between China and the United States, Bays's findings can provide much relief. For KMZU The Farm, I'm Ashley Kraft.